This is Ozarks at Large. The Washington County Sheriff's Office is suspending its work release program for inmates that meet certain criteria. The sheriff announced his decision last week. He says he has to act to deal with overcrowding at the jail. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek has the details.
The work release program at the Washington County Detention Center started about 15 years ago when the sheriff's office moved into its new facility, which included a separate block for that purpose. Sheriff Tim Helder says they began by allowing nonviolent, mostly misdemeanor offenders to go to their jobs during the day if they reported back to the jail for the night.
Then we started having all these problems, as you can imagine, with contraband coming into the facility, people coming back in under the influence, problematic. But that program allowed people to still be a contributing member of society if they had a job and still fulfill their obligation to society to pay for their crime.
So Helder says they adjusted the program. Now inmates are allowed to work in the community, but only through county and city governments or nonprofits.
So they wouldn't necessarily get paid, but they would be paying their debt to society at the rate of 2-for-1. And then as they neared the end of their commitment, if we could get it down under 30 days or so, and then we might release them back out to home, and then they would report to community service where they could then work, you know, a weekend, a Saturday here and there, and until they had their debt paid off.
But early last week, Helder announced the sheriff's office was suspending the work release program indefinitely.
If they can have a chance to expedite their sentence, get that done, and do good in the community, it's a good program. It's just I'm forced into this decision based on overcrowding, and we can't get anywhere. We can't get off a dead center, so I've got to make some probably unpopular decisions.
Helder says the jail has been overcrowded for the last several years, which is why in 2018, he went before the Washington County Quorum Court to ask for a special election for a tax increase that would fund a $38 million expansion. In 2019, after the Quorum Court swore in its new members, who were elected the year before, Helder's request was turned down. The Quorum Court instead voted to explore other options besides expansion before committing to Helder's proposal. Helder says this month, the overcrowding has been exacerbated by a significant increase in the number of sex offenders held at the jail.
I was approached by my administration in the detention center and said, look, we've got a huge issue with our sex offender segment of our population. We had hit all-time highs. I think 83 was our number.
Helder says as sheriff, he has a constitutional responsibility to keep both employees and inmates safe, which means sex offenders have to be separated from the general population.
So one of the things with the sex offender group is that they cannot be safe within this facility unless they are segregated. Other detainees, they have this code of ethics, if you will, that they just do not tolerate sex offenders, and they would exact their own sense of vigilante justice if we were just to put sex offenders in general population.
First, Helder says they placed all the sex offenders in one block with 25 to 30 beds, but they outgrew it. So jail staff reshuffled the general population to open up a second block. But even then, Helder says they eventually ended up with about 25 inmates from the sex offender group sleeping on the floor.
We got to looking around and we landed on, asked about, is there any place that is not with people sleeping on the floor? And they said the only one is our work release, the 24 beds in work release. And I said, well, how many do we have right now? 3. And I said, so that's 22 beds that are unused. And I said, what's our average daily population of people utilizing work release? It's about 3.
Aside from the all-time high number of sex offenders, Helder says the jail also hit all-time highs in the general population, with over 100 people sleeping on the floor. Although the jail has 710 beds, it's considered full at 80% because different classifications of inmates have to be separated in different blocks. That means the Washington County Jail is full at about 570 inmates. Last Tuesday, the detention facility was housing 770.
That's just getting scary for a lot of reasons. The humanitarian end of things, the idea that our detention officers are stepping over people, I mean, and tensions are high, it's just rot for disaster. So we had to do something. I know we're waiting on this study and all this stuff, but I can't wait 6 months to a year to act.
The study Helder is referring to was approved by the Quorum Court last year. The National Center for State Courts was hired to take a look at the Washington County criminal justice system to see whether there were other ways it could be diverting people away from jail. The sheriff's office is also working with the Bail Project. Helder says they've posted bail for about 150 people since early fall. And the county hired an ombudsman who is also reviewing cases that may qualify for a release from jail. But those, Helder says, have been in the teens.
I'm good with participating in those programs, but I think what they thought was that they would really impact our numbers.
Throughout the year, about 1,000 inmates rotate in and out of the now suspended work release program. Helder says the inmates that qualify for it now will be handled one of two ways, depending on their offense.
They're either going to be put in general population in the jail, and if they qualify, then hopefully we can make them a trustee, and then they can still work off their time in an expedient manner. And if we don't have that room and they qualify, they're a nonviolent offender and whatnot, then we'll try and work them through the community service program, which still allows them to get their time served, but it'll take much longer.
But Helder says he has to find short-term solutions while he and the county wait for the results of the study, which are expected in mid-2020. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
The sheriff's office also releases an average of 200 low-level nonviolent offenders a month on their own recognizance. Opponents of jail expansion have urged the sheriff's office to stop taking in offenders from Madison County and to end participation in the 287G program, which identifies inmates who may be subject to federal immigration laws as a way of freeing up space.